The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Where have you been?
OK, don't if any of my teachers see me.
Shut up worrying, Dawn. You'll be all right.
What are we doing?
Get any dosh?
Got a 5 on me mum, weren't looking.
That's 15 we've got then. That'll do.
Hello. Hey, Dawn, aren't you? Not Steele's youngest?
No. No, you're mixing me up.
Oh, old man C. Hide out what they wear.
20 number one.
Number one? There you go, lad.
No. Better take 40.
40? He'll cough your guts up.
And 8 cans of Tennent's.
Blimey, must be some party. Am I invited? Oh. If you're not 18, lad, tell me you are.
I'm 18.
That'll do for me. These eyes, they can make a toddler pass for 18 if they want. £12.99, lad. And in any case, I can't afford to turn you away with this recession on. Enjoy yourself, Duck.
What? Oh, the party, yeah.
Are you sure you're not Bob Steele's girl?
Positive.
Yeah. When are you two getting married, eh?
To him? I'd rather marry you.
Oh, if I were 40 years fitter. Ta-ra, then. Be good.
Tess, what are we going to do with all this lager?
Pour it down a Levi's for a cheap thrill. What do you think? We're going to get rat-horsed. 8 cans should see us right.
8 cans? And a bottle of wine.
What?
Had bad eyesight, didn't he?
You thief, don't steal. You're as bad as me.
Thing is, are we going to open it?
No problem.
A knife? What you got that for?
Opening the wine, divhead. Come on.
Where are we going?
You'll see.
Hey, Nev. You look good in that suit. I can't think when I last saw you in it.
In court the other week. Ironic, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. What time have you got, Drug Link?
2. I've got a few other things to do first.
Well, don't be late. Wendy's coming for tea.
Does she know I've been suspended?
No. I'll tell her later.
No, I promise you'll be back by 5. Nev, he's in bed, is he?
Listen, Nev, come here. Let me do your tie. Give it your best shot. Make it sound like you're really committed to voluntary work.
See, the police are still patrolling. What it's worth. I intend to get to the real heart of problems on this estate.
I've every faith.
Thanks for the vote of confidence. Oh, yes. That's enough to give anyone confidence.
You play your cards right and you just might be in for more when we've got rid of our Wendy.
Cheryl, please. You're making it too hard to concentrate.
Come on then, Dad. Let's see you walk.
Oh, don't fag him out, Wendy. He's been demonstrating all week to different ones.
Hey, come for a jog with me after dinner.
You're joking. How long have you got to wear them calipers for then?
Oh, till I'm stable again. Still a bit wobbly, see?
Well, bionic man, if you want this present, come and get it.
What is it?
Come on.
I don't know.
Brilliant, Dad! Yeah? What do you want?
You said you got me a present.
Did I?
Don't take the mickey out of me, madam, or else I'll chase you round the yard.
Mummy's getting frisky in his old age.
Stop teasing him and give him his present.
Here, from all the family, in recognition of your miraculous feet. Well, miraculous legs.
Yeah, I recognise that shape. Hey, up. A Greg Nicholls cricket bat, Romy.
Signed by all the family.
Ah, so I see.
And none other than...
Ian Botham? Both? How'd you manage that?
Oh, you know me. He takes me out now and then.
Oh, take no notice. Actually, it was Mark. He went all the way to see him in Panto.
Glad you're walking again, Ray. And I hope you soon run in between the wicket. Ian Botham. Well, thanks a lot. Filling up here.
Sit down, Doc. Don't overdo it.
This was your idea, wasn't it, Rini?
No, it was Mark.
It was yourn. Say it was your idea, Doc.
Mum, I'm off to the stall. I'm at Churl's for my tea, but I'll be back for about 6. I've got a date. Will you hang my blue dress for me? Ta-ra, bionic man.
Ta-ra, Doc.
Ian Botham. Blow me. Brought tears to my eyes, that has. Wait till I show Bryn.
Right. Suppose I better plug the iron in.
Hey, never mind the iron. It was your idea, wasn't it, Rini? Here, give me your hand. I'm right happy. Hold me, I'm a bit wobbly. I think I'd better have a lie down. Hadn't we?
Yes.
Tess, you're getting legless.
That's the idea.
Get down, cop car!
Filth.
Come on, Tess. How long are we going to hang around here? He's freezing. Fill me in, will you? What are we on?
In good time, I said.
Hello, you two.
Mr. Pins! May we jump out my skin?
Terry, in broad daylight. Can't you be more discreet? And Dawn, shouldn't you be in school?
Shouldn't you?
I've got a free period, Mr. Binns.
Walk, Dawn. Go home and sweeten your breath.
Why?
Then school. And just in case you're thinking of defying me, I'll be phoning A, your mother, and B, the school to make sure.
Okay, okay, I'm going.
I have to go. But when I get back, Terry, you won't be here. And if you must drink, try not to do it in full view of the police, okay?
No, drop dead, Baldy.
Has he gone? I've really gone off him, Tez. He thinks he's still our teacher.
Suit and tie, briefcase. Looks like he's gone for the day. Perfect.
Rini, are you asleep, Doc?
No.
Penny for him, then.
I was just thinking that was nice.
Were you? Was it?
Of course it was. Very.
I'm sorry if I didn't have come up to expectations.
Oh, don't apologise, Ray. I said very nice.
Because you don't know what that means to me.
Oh, I do, Doc. I do. Just one thing, though.
What's that?
Did you have to bring that cricket bat to bed?
Hey, I thought I might need a runner.
For the last time, it was good.
I didn't score a duck, then.
You knocked me for six. Now, can we leave the cricket talk for a bit, please?
This is the life, eh, Rini? Cuddling up, peace and quiet. Just like we used to.
With three kids, chance was always a fine thing. Mm,
and your mother.
Be just like her, walking here any minute.
It's only me. Hooray, Colglove, what are you doing?
Doctor said not take those calipers off.
Oh, I don't believe it. Talk of the devil. She'll haunt me to my dying day, that woman.
No, Ray, it won't be my mum, I don't think.
Who the hell is it, then? Oh, let it ring.
It might be Cheryl. Another riot or summat.
It might be Bryn. Well, he's always...
Ray, don't spoil things. Oh, it can ring.
Not backing up, are you, Wendy?
Hiya, Nev. Too many brass monkeys and not enough brass.
Business that bad?
Oh, keeping the poll tax reminder from door. Mind you, we're thinking of going legal.
Not signing off.
Yesterday, a woman from DSS was stalking round. That snooty cow. Face like a frog. Thought she were going to leap on me for a scurry minute.
So where's that scatterbrain girl, Cindy?
Sybil. She's gone get Van. Javid's playing truant. I'm frozen as a fish finger. Somehow, I feel self-conscious on me, Todd.
You? Self-conscious?
Now, I know you wouldn't think it, Nev, but beneath this thick skin lies a delicate fruit.
No, I wouldn't believe it.
What can I do for you?
Actually, I'm after a plant pot.
A plant pot? What do you want a plant pot for?
To wear on my head for this interview.
Okay, ask a stupid question. How about this?
Too small.
This?
Too big.
This then?
How much?
Fiver.
Too steep.
Go on, three, your family.
Too easy.
What?
Haggling. Too easy. I love these markets.
Spiv. An interview then, is it?
With luck, tonight might be a small celebration. Cheryl's tidying the house, the dinner's on, and I believe you're coming to share it with us.
I can't stop long though, Nev.
Good. Any florists round here?
Round corner opposite sports shop. What do you mean, good?
I'm after a yucca. Surprise for Cheryl.
A yucca? Be a surprise for interview if you walk in with a flipping yucca tree. He'll think you're a ripe plonker. You might as well wear that pot on your head.
Yeah, I'd never thought of that. Now, for once in your life, Wen, you've said something sensible.
Thank you, darling. And where would you like these pound coins shoving?
I'll get one on the way back. See you about five, then.
See ya.
Actually, Mum, I tried to get you earlier.
Your dad and I had a little sleep.
Oh, is that what you call it? Did he like his bat?
Oh, I think he'd rather cuddle that than me.
Not very much, Cheryl.
Did you hear him?
I heard him. Oh, Mum, I've got to go. There's someone at the door.
Bye then, Cheryl.
Tell Dad I love him. Bye. Yeah? It's Dawn, isn't it?
Can we come in?
Who's we?
Me.
Oi! Oi! What the bloody hell are you playing at?
Shut it.
You what?
I said shut it, didn't I? You his girlfriend.
You mean Nev?
Yeah, the junkie. Is that his name? Nev. Poncy name. I always knew he was a ponce. I even thought he was gay. like him who comes here, your brother. He's gay. Nevers, isn't he? He can't be because you and him. You've got a kid, haven't you?
You touch him and I'll kill you.
Don't worry. Is he upstairs?
No, he isn't. He's at his gran's.
You still have another kid, didn't you?
What do you want?
But he died. Did he die of heroin addiction?
I said, what do you want, you bloody little hooligan?
I want his stash. Where does Nev keep his gear?
Look, Cheryl, Tess isn't going to do anything daft. Just hand over the dope and we'll get off. That's all we want.
Yeah, that's all we want.
Well, you'll have to want because you won't find any.
Oh, no, won't we?
We don't use it anymore.
Oh, don't you? Reformed characters, are you? Crap. Nev's a junkie and a dealer. The paper said. He's going to lose his job. He told me so himself. He said if I want anything, just ask.
Look, I told you, we don't use it. I don't have to justify myself to urchins like you.
Oh, but you do.
Oh, do I? Why?
Because I've got a knife.
Please, just leave us alone.
What time will Mr. Binns be back, eh, Cheryl?
Any minute.
Oh, crap again, Cheryl. He's out dealing. We saw him, suit and tie, carrying a briefcase. What was he full of? Money or drugs?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, must be some lying around this dump.
He's got an interview for a bloody job.
Do I hear a baby? I thought he was at his granny's. Oh, it's the ghost I hear. Some queer goings on in this house, Dawn.
He wants his dinner. I'm warning you. When I fetch him, you done a lay a finger on him, right?
Dawn?
Yeah?
Search it. Asking's no good. She won't cough up. Search it top to bottom till you find it.
Right.
Where are you off?
I'm going fetch me son.
Not yet, you're not.
He's crying.
I said not yet.
He's hungry.
Well, he can go hungry till we get what we want. Sit down, right? Sit down unless you want some of this. Who's that?
It'll be my sister.
Oh, God.
I can't find anything, Tess.
No, keep looking.
We'll have to let her in. She's expected.
Okay, okay. Right, Dawn, get down. Open the door, Cheryl. Slowly. Let her in, then shut it.
Wendy, get the police.
Get her in.
What's up?
Oh, come here.
Oi, get your hands off, you saucy little sod.
Wendy,
what the hell's going on?
Sit down.
Says who's he?
I said shut up and sit down.
All right, don't I get your boxer shorts in a twist?
I'll go on looking, Tess.
Yeah, so I've got two of you now, and just sit tight and nobody's going to get hurt. As soon as we find what we're after, we'll go.
What's he after?
Drugs. Look, Tez, or whatever your name is. I've got to get Nevy. He'll scream the place down.
In a minute.
There's nothing, Tez.
Keep looking.
Who do you think he is? Bob Hoskins?
See this. You'll feel it in a minute.
Oh, promises, promises.
Wendy, please, shut up. You're making it worse.
You heard her.
Tez, just listen a minute. There's nothing here. Search all you like. It won't bear fruit. Till Nev gets back. He might be able to help you get what you need.
And what time's that?
About 5. Now, can I get me baby?
Dawn.
Yeah?
Give us a fag.
Can I give up searching? Tess, this is bloody stupid. We'll get a right rollicking for this.
All right, then we'll wait. For as long as it takes.
Today's episode was written by Mark Bickerton. The Colcloughs was devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode on Monday.